two seats on the Sarasota City Commission are up for election this fall. So far, five candidates have filed to run for the two at-large seats. I spoke with Debbie Trice about her campaign. Trice has lived in Sarasota County for 25 years and moved to the Rosemary District 5 years ago. She has been involved with the Rosemary District Neighborhood Association, including serving 2 years as president. The lack of moderately priced housing motivated Trice to run for city commission. I asked her what she thought about the city's efforts to address the houseless population, most recently through the CitLI ordinance.
The measures that you just listed approach the issue from the standpoint of the people who have houses, homes in the city, not really wanting to be disturbed by people who are homeless, as opposed to approaching the issue from, you know, what can we do to help people who do not have homes? You know, instead of the looking at the CitLI ordinance, it's, well, where should these individuals be during the day? You know, is the city providing any place for them to spend their time rather than being on Main Street? And what are the ramifications of what the city, you know, these measures that the city is taking? The only emergency shelter for the homeless in both Manatee and Sarasota counties is the Salvation Army shelter in Rosemary District. Consequently, both the Manatee County Sheriff and the Sarasota County Sheriff bring homeless people that they have encountered that need emergency shelter to the city and leave them in the Salvation Army in Rosemary District. So in addition to having to help city residents who are unhoused, we are getting an influx from both counties. So we need a regional-wide approach to homelessness. And there are as many reasons for individuals to end up being homeless, and you know, a one size fits all is not going to be, you know, an adequate response. So we need a variety of approaches. But the other thing is, any civilized society has to recognize that everyone has a right to a safe place to live.
Trice explained how she would approach the housing crisis if she were elected.
There are already quite a few agencies, nonprofits, that are focused on solving the homelessness issue. And the Area Coalition to End Homelessness, and they have, you know, several dozen organizations that are working together within a collaborative approach. So I see room for a public-private partnership. These nonprofits understand the problem. They have lots of ideas for solutions. Are there ways that our government can make it easier for them to accomplish some of their goals, or work with them in a collaborative approach to solve some of the problems? So it's not something the city needs to mandate. It's, let's all work together and bring in the experts who understand the problem.
The city of Sarasota, along with the rest of the world, also faces continuing challenges brought by climate change. Trice commented on some of the city's infrastructure in the face of these challenges.
we do need to balance the city approaches to things. One of my concerns is we need, in general, to become a more walkable city, which obviously will help in climate change if we are less car-centric and if we have more trees. That mitigates a lot of the problems that climate change, you know, brings, heat and pavement and all that nonsense. But people on the barrier islands are understandably concerned about having an evacuation route. So we need to balance the needs of having a walkable city on, you know, the our side, the city side of the Ringling Bridge, but have a way for the people on the barrier islands to evacuate when there is a storm threatened. And it's going to need a coordinated approach, thinking in terms of several years ago, plans to improve Fruitville Road to make it more walkable and beautiful were quashed in order to maintain a fast evacuation route. We need to come up with a balanced approach there. In addition to storms, climate change is raising the heat level in the city. We have people living in older houses, people of limited incomes, or seniors who just can't manage rehabbing their houses to provide air conditioning or reducing the heat. So we need to focus more on programs to help people cool their homes to address the, you know, the problems brought upon by climate change and rising heat. So that would affect both rehabbing houses and also providing shelter for the homeless during the day so they can be out of the heat.
City residents will vote on their commission candidates in August. The top three candidates from that race will compete in a runoff race in November. For more information on local elections and voter registration, visit sarasotavotes.com. This is Becca Hadwin, reporting for WSLR News.